I've tried to explain to people who know the world of cyber less than you that cyber touches everything I'm responsible for. Counterterrorism, counterintelligence, and all of our criminal responsibilities manifest in cyber. Because it's not a thing, it's just a way, right? It's a vector. It's a way that bad people do things because we, as a people, have connected our entire lives to the internet, right? It's where my children play. It's where I bank. It's where my health care is. It's where my nation's critical infrastructure is. It's where our nation's secrets are. It is where everything is in this country and around the world. That vector change touches everything I'm responsible for. I was recently in Indiana, and they gave me, a local sheriff gave me a bullet fired from John Dillinger's Thompson submachine gun. And as I stared at the Dillinger bullet, it occurred to me that a great vector change of the 20th century actually gave birth to the modern FBI. Because in the 1920s into the 1930s, the confluence of asphalt and the automobile was a vector change that the world had never seen before. Suddenly criminals could commit crimes across unheard of distances, two states, three states in the same day, moving at speeds that were unimaginable, 40 miles an hour, downhill 50 miles an hour. County lines suddenly were not relevant, state lines were not relevant, and a national force was needed to respond to that vector change. There was the first director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, and the modern FBI was born to respond to that new vector, that new way. So as I stood there staring at the Dillinger bullet, it occurred to me that Dillinger could not do 1,000 robberies in all 50 states in the same day in his pajamas from halfway around the world. That's what today's vector change represents, right? The unheard of distances of Dillinger and his ilk, the speed of Dillinger and his ilk are infinitely smaller and more narrow than the speed at which and the distances over which the threat moves today, right? The internet moves at 186,000 miles per second, which is the speed of light. The notion of county lines, state lines, international lines, normal concepts of venue and space and time are blown up by this threat. Right? I was in Indianapolis. Shanghai is next to Indianapolis on the internet. Right? The space and time movement of the threat on the internet has shrunk the world to the size of a pin. So, if we're going to be effective at the FBI at responding and meeting our counterterrorism threats, our counterintelligence threats, and all of our criminal threats, we have to be able to operate effectively in cyberspace. So I have to be able to recruit, retain, train, equip, and deploy against that threat.